This is Digital Story Podcast number 859, September 6, 2022. Today's theme is how to travel light and shoot creatively. I'm Derek Story. Your odds of creatively capturing any photo subject increases dramatically when you feel energized and light on your feet. So how do you balance lugging around the gear that you might need with managing ounces, not pounds, of camera equipment? I have some suggestions in today's TDS Photography Podcast. I hope you enjoy the show. So as longtime listeners will note, I have been on the quest to lighten our loads and increase our creativity for years. And it's nice to circle back every now and then because things change, gear changes, stuff change, we change, right? Our motives change, our ability to travel changes, all this stuff is always in flux. So it's nice to come back. So what I've done is I've put together a kit and suggestions to serve as examples for what I'm calling your day tripper kit. Your day tripper kit. So this is not the kit for your professional assignments. This is not the kit that you're going to use to photograph your sister's wedding. This is not that kind of kit, right? This is the kit, though, that you'll probably use for a lot of your shooting because it's ready to go. It's light. You can take it anywhere. You can have it over your shoulder in a restaurant and not have it interfere with the meal because it's so light, right? And you keep it over your shoulder, maybe have it sitting on your lap while it's over your shoulder, keeping it nice and protected. But it's that nimble that allows you to take it anywhere. So as you head out the door, as you head out the car, as you head out anywhere, you can grab this kit. Yet, you can still make all sorts of great creative pictures. The assumption with this kit, at least in my mind, is that you have a good smartphone camera with you as well, because that will serve as your backup camera. You know, it's funny. I just ran into the situation the other day. Sometimes I say to myself, man, I should have used the iPhone for that shot. And this is especially true when suddenly you're thrust in the middle of a situation, a bunch of people gather together and say, take a shot of us right now. And you're going, ah, I should always use my iPhone in that situation. Smart computer, machine learning, 1,000 lines of code for everything that it does, sort of ability, and not try to, in a really fast moving situation, get a regular camera adjusted, because people give you, and I'm not exaggerating, like 10 seconds on this stuff. So there are situations where I really think the smartphone is the best way to go. And like this group shot that just happens instantaneously is one of those situations. It's also a great backup camera. And for those of us that have iPhones, you know, we have the ultra wide on there, which saves us from having to pack an ultra wide lens, which tends to be a bit bulky. So the assumption is that you have a smartphone with you, okay? And then you have this kit for the creative stuff, stuff with a little bigger sensor, you know, all that. Okay, so here we go. So let's start with the camera itself. Two of my favorites I'm using as examples because they're so good at this day tripper kit. Okay, the first one, the Fujifilm X100V with the WCL 28mm lens accessory. I like this combination because the built-in stuff on Fujifilm cameras, super creative. All the film simulations, all that stuff is in there. There's just so much you can do. It starts out with a native 35mm equivalent lens at f2. Okay, that is just a great starting point. I like having the 28mm lens accessory. It's fantastic. It's smart. It's sharp. It does everything you want. Gives me that little bit of width. And then I use the digital telephoto setting for the 50mm, which also works very well. So that's built into the camera. So essentially then, I have a 28mm, a 35mm, and a 50mm lens equivalent with this rig, and it all fits in a very small pouch. Now, you can go up to 70 millimeter lens, a little telephoto with a digital telephoto on the X100V. I don't push it to 70 millimeter very often. I will sometimes. I do notice a little degradation in the image quality at 70 millimeters. At 50 millimeters, though, it's pretty darn good. Now, the other camera that I like for this situation is the Olympus Pen F, which you can't go out and buy new anymore unless you just really find one that's been stashed somewhere. But it is such a good example, and there are other cameras like this, other Micro Four Thirds cameras like this. The EM10 series is a very good example. I like the Pen F myself because it does have a lot of those creative settings in it, which is really fun. And I pair it with the 14 to 42 millimeter easy zoom lens. So that gives me a nice zoom lens on there. And then for the prime, I like the 17 millimeter F1.8, the Olympus 17 millimeter F1.8. Takes up about the same amount of room as the previous kit, the X100V with the 28 millimeter lens accessory. And it gives you a lot of functionality. And again, I want to mention that Olympus also has the 2X Digi Tele. That is fantastic. It is so good. And I just put it on one of the function buttons, and then that doubles everything. So let's say you have the 14 to 42 millimeter zoom, right? That's really a 28 to 84. And then you do the Digi teleconverter, the 2X, and that 84 goes up to 168. That's a lot of variety in focal lengths for such a small kit. So those are examples of something that I like to carry. They have versatility. They have creative functions built into them. You can get pancake lenses for them that work really well. Great examples. And I'm sure you have your brand favorites as well. By the way, I have links to everything I talk about in the show notes. So if you want to take a look at something specific, let's say the 28 millimeter lens accessory for the Fujifilm, which is really smart, the camera knows when you put it on and adjusts the viewfinder and everything automatically. I mean, it's really smart. All that's in the show notes. Okay, I think you got the idea on the cameras. Filters. I carry two filters in my day tripper kit. Two filters. First one, polarizer. The most useful and versatile filter that you can carry with you. It does everything. It's a polarizer, right? So you can use it for landscape to take the sheen off some of the stuff and increase saturation. It deepens the sky a bit. It takes glare off certain objects, depending on their angle and what their surface is. And you can also use it as a two-stop density filter, right? So to slow things down. So it does all sorts of stuff, super handy. You just got to have one in your kit. The other filter I carry, yes, we talked about this last week, the Hoya R72 infrared filter. If your camera can record infrared images, that means that if you do the test on it where you shine the remote control into the lens and see if a little glowing dot shows up on your LCD in live view, that means your camera can record IR images, then the Hoya R72 is just such a great thing to have with you. Because when we can't do a lot of other photography, like in the middle of a summer day, right? The R72 is just as happy as can be, and you get some fantastic black and white IR stuff that just looks beautiful with it. One tip I will give you right now. This is a tip. Write this down. If you want to do this, which I highly suggest you just have this filter with you because it gives you so many options. When you put that R72 on your camera, do a custom white balance where you measure off green foliage. It has to be alive. It has to have chlorophyll. Do custom white balance off that green foliage. Use that R72. If you do that, that trick, that tip I just gave you, you will get some really cool IR stuff. Now, in the Fujifilm X100V, I shoot in black and white film simulation mode, RAW plus JPEG with the R72. Tasty bites. I'm telling you, tasty bites. But don't forget about that custom white balance setting. Alrighty, those are the two filters. That's all you need in this day tripper kit, okay? The day tripping bag itself, right? You want to have something that's easy to carry. You can take into Starbucks. You can take into the restaurant. You can put it around to the front when you're on the train. You can hide it under your jacket if you're feeling, you know, a little nervous about your surroundings. You know, all that kind of stuff. I'm still in love with the Peak Design Field Pouch V2. I have a link to it in the show notes. These kits that I'm talking about fit in the field pouch. And what I do, I just carry the field pouch in my backpack. It takes up such little room. Then that way, if I want to leave the backpack behind and just go day tripping, then, all right, I just got the field pouch right there, put my X100V in it, put my couple filters, and off I go, right? I just love this pouch. It's so well made. It's so discreet, and it's so easy to hide under jackets and stuff. And you can always have it on you and never get tired. Never get tired. And plus, it's like not having a desk that's too big, right? Because if you have this gigantic desk, you're going to do what? You're going to fill it up. You're going to fill it up, right? That's just the law of nature. Horizontal surfaces must be occupied by objects, okay? If you keep a smaller bag for your day tripping, such as the field pouch, right? Then you're forced to travel light. Okay. All right, so that's enough of that. All right, let's go on to instant photography and a portable printer. Because some situations, especially family gatherings, celebrations, things like that, it's nice to be able to give prints to folks. Okay, my favorite camera for this purpose has not changed. Fujifilm Instax Mini Evo Hybrid Instant Camera. Link in the show notes. I love this camera because it's a great instant camera. It's super compact, super, super compact. Lovely images. It's a really good camera. Has a great printer in it. 10 prints per cartridge. It does a really good job. And you don't have to print everything you take, right? It's got a mini SD card in there. You take pictures, and then you print the one that you want. Creatively, it's got 20 different settings, creative modes that you can use. So you can do all sorts of stuff, create all sorts of effects right there in camera. Again, either record it onto the SD card, the mini SD card, or send them to your smartphone. You can do either one. And if you send them to your smartphone, use the Fujifilm app, you can continue to play with them. You can also use it as a printer on the go. So you're shooting with your smartphone, send your smartphone images that you want to print using the Fujifilm app to this camera and print them out. And the other nice thing about it is you can print one print, you can print five prints of the same images, you can print 10 prints of the same image. It makes no difference. It's super handy, super compact. You can do all sorts of stuff with this, and it takes up very little space, and it's $199, right? $199. Not bad. I mean, most of these items, other than the cameras, don't cost very much. The field pouch by Peak Design is $49, generally speaking. The Hoya R72 filter depends on how big you get, but it's basically anywhere from $25 to $45 in there. I mean, all of these things are affordable. So that covers the basics, right? Those are the basics for your day tripping kit. However, if you are a day tripper, you may want one or more of these accessories to go with it. I've got five of them here. All right, here we go. First one, the Pedco UltraPod. This is $21. I have tested all the mini tripods that seem available. I'm sure there's some I haven't tested. I keep coming back to the UltraPod. I love this. It is sturdy. It is light. It is versatile. You can attach it, you know, on a flat surface, or you can use the hook and loop and attach it to a pole. I mean, the world becomes your tripod with this very light, super compact device. It's got a ball head, so you can, you know, adjust it to just about anything. I mean, this, I don't know, it's just fantastic. $21, very light, very easy to carry. A lot of times if I'm, you know, out day tripping, I stick it in my back pocket, right? Just so I have it handy quickly. And if you use this next accessory, the Moment MagSafe mount for iPhone, which for MagSafe iPhones allows you to quickly attach a tripod, you know, your iPhone to a tripod. It's funny, the Pedco UltraPod is just about the right size to get that iPhone up high enough so that you can put it in just about any position. So the UltraPod and the Moment MagSafe mount for the iPhone, they work really well together. By the way, the link that I have for the MagSafe mount for the iPhone is $10 cheaper than most places. So it's at $39 if you use the link that I have in the show notes. By the way, this thing was created by filmmakers at Moment. This is the first mount compatible with MagSafe that includes 2 3/8 female threads, 3 1/4 inch by 20 female threads. It allows you to mount your iPhone easily to just about any device that has, you know, those standard threads, okay? It's really cool. I carry one, and it takes up very little space. It's just this, it looks like a super thin hockey puck. That's what it looks like, all right? That'll give you some idea. All right, here's another goodie, a slim filter pouch. A slim filter pouch is very nice to have, you know, and I like the ones that are rectangular and only hold 4 filters. You know, they fold up into this nice little rectangular wallet kind of thing, and you can slip them all sorts of different places in your pouch. I've got a link to one that I like in the show notes, but you can find them anywhere. Get one that only holds 4 filters and that is rectangular and it kind of folds up. It's made out of sturdy material. They're really handy. They protect your filters. And then I only carry 2 filters, so I have 2 open sleeves, which makes it even thinner. Makes it even thinner. By the way, the one that I have is kind of fun because it has a fold-out microfiber cleaning cloth built into it. So I picked it for that reason. That was kind of fun. All right, here's another one. The ThinkTank PhotoSlim SD Card Carrier. $16. This thing's really nice. I have the red one also, which is what's featured here in the show notes. It holds your SD cards. It keeps them organized. You know, it has all the little things that you want. Again, it's super slim. It folds out. It's a soft, you know, made out of really nice material. But the reason why I like this one instead of so many other ones is that it has a business card holder built into it. So you slide your business card in there. And then that way, if you misplace your pouch, people can find you and return it to you. That's so important. And I'm sure you've heard the story that I've told many times about one of my fellow photographers who left all of her great memory cards in the rental car, turned in the rental car with the cards inside of it, got all the way to the airport, and then discovered she didn't have her memory cards with her and had to track them back down. Oh my gosh. Having a memory card carrier that has that business card slot in it, I think it's super important. This is a really nice one, really well designed. It's a ThinkTank Photo. Of course, it's well designed. Mine looks as new today as it did 5 years that I got it. $16. All right. And then the last thing for those of you that shoot with cameras like the X100V, the Pen F, and a number of other cameras that take the mechanical cable release, they're so much fun. I mean, we have our electronic release, you know, built into our smartphone app for them, right? So we've already got that. But to thread a mechanical cable release into that shutter button on the X100V, on the Pen F, on a number of other cameras, you know, Leica has, you know, some of theirs. It is so much fun to shoot that way. So you put your camera on your Pedco UltraPod. You've got your cable release. You know, at this point, you need to have a nice cup of coffee in one hand and a to-go cup and wait for the light and let the light take as long as it wants because, you know, you're just so set up and happy. You can put the polarizer on there and maybe shoot some long exposure water stuff. I mean, oh my gosh. All right. Anyway, I'm waxing now. I'm going to stop waxing. So, but these cable releases are great. The one I put in here is a terrific cable release, $13. if you have a socket that allows you to use a mechanical cable release, they don't take up very much room, and they are so much fun to use. So that is my day tripper kit right there. Those are the examples. We have everything from, you know, the cameras, which I talked about at length here. We've got some good filters that are 72 infrared filters, a nice addition to the kit. Got to get yourself a cool bag that you really like. That instant photo printer by Fujifilm with the camera attached to it, super nice. And then, of course, we have the UltraPod, the MagSafe mount for iPhone, slim filter pouch, slim SD card carrier with, yes, business card sleeve, and the mechanical cable release. Lots of fun stuff here. Travel super light, super creative. Just go out and have fun. This is your go out and have fun kit. Put one together. You know, summer starting to wind down a bit now. Autumn is coming. It's going to be soon. A great time to be out day tripping. Make sure you have the right kit with you when you do it. Hasselblad teases X System launch event for September 7th. And you can read the entire article on DP Review. I have the link in the show notes. Hasselblad has posted a teaser on its website for a product launch on September 7th, 2022. The teaser is short on details, but it does show off what appears to be an X series mirrorless camera with similar design to the company's X1D system. In the picture they show on there, it is a handsome looking device, I will tell you that. Oh, I want to see more of it. It also appears the lens attached to the camera is new with both aperture and focus ring. From a cursory glance at the teaser image, the lens has a minimum aperture of f32 and minimum focusing distance of 1.5 feet. The live stream event is set to take place at 1500 hours CEST, which is UTC plus 2, on September 7th, 2022. You can set a reminder for yourself on Hasselblad's teaser page, and there's a link in the show notes. All right, there's a link in this article in the show notes. I'm interested because, you know, people count Hasselblad out all the time, and I don't know why. They just keep on ticking with some really nice stuff. But this, what I saw the picture of, I find intriguing. It checks a lot of boxes for people who like that kind of photography, larger sensor, you know, work a little slower, that kind of thing, but really supreme image quality. We'll see what they have to offer. I'm hoping that's going to be really cool. I want to remind you to tell a friend about this podcast. I was in the city yesterday, and as I've told you, as I've done, you know, this spot a few times now, you know, I always have my business cards on me. And the minute anyone talks about they have a friend who really likes photography, and that usually happens when they ask me what I do, and I say, oh, I'm a photographer and a writer, a podcaster. And they go, oh, I have a friend who just loves photography. Guess what I do? Yes, I pull out that business card and I hand it to him and say, tell your friend to come listen to this podcast and see what they think and maybe become part of our community. And they're always so happy when I give them the card and I tell them that. I'm hoping that you'll do the same thing. Now, you might not have Digital Story business cards. I'd be very impressed if you did, by the way. But it's so easy to remember. TheDigitalStory.com. You can write it on the back of their hand. Not with a Sharpie, though. Just a regular ballpoint will do. Or put it on a napkin for them. Probably a wiser choice. But tell a friend, let's get new folks coming over to our community, to our virtual camera club, and let's get their energy and their infusion and their enthusiasm mixed in with the existing energy and enthusiasm that we already have and keep this ball rolling. All righty. So tell a friend and get them to come over here and join us. TT Artisan's new 25mm f2 APS-C compact lens costs just $55. This is a trip to me. You can read the entire article on Petapixel. I have the link in the show notes. I'm just going to read this first and then we'll talk. The company says that it is the best budget lens and is making it available for Sony E, Fujifilm X, EOS M, Micro Four Thirds, Canon RF, Nikon Z, and Leica L mounts, and is claiming a massive 95% off sale that makes the lens a very affordable $55. Kind of fun, kind of clever. For some reason, T.T. Arson thinks that it can claim this lens is worth $10,000 and is just significantly discounted. There's lots of tongue-in-cheek going on here, right? But it's fun. I like it. I like it. All right, here we go. The company says it has an equivalent focal length to a full frame of 37.5, and that's on the crop sensor, you know, the APS-C, close to the natural field of human eyesight, and therefore meets the shooting needs of a variety of subjects. Now, on Micro Four Thirds, it's going to be at 50 millimeters. More specifically, it has an angle of view of 61 degrees. T.T. Arson says that the compact design improves its portability and makes it convenient to use every day. And it is compact. I looked at it. And in fact, I even went over to the site, to make sure that this was still going on before I did this spot. And it is. It is. It's $55. And it's kind of a good looking lens. This is crazy. It is constructed of 7 elements in 5 groups and is fully manual with no electronic connection. All right, well, at $55, I wouldn't expect that. With any of the cameras for which it is designed to work, it features a front filter diameter of 43 millimeters and weighs around 166 grams. The lens is a relatively fast f2 that T.T. Arson says not only makes shooting in low light possible, but produces a beautiful bokeh in the out-of-focus areas. It has full aperture range of f2 through 16, 7-blade diaphragm, which is, like the focus, fully manually controlled. The 25mm f2 has a close focusing distance of 0.25 meters, which is about 10 inches, that T.T. Arson says makes possible to shoot objects at closer distance for showcasing detail. Well, we figured that out. All right, here we go. Here's the last little bit. Whether or not the $10,000 value on the T.T. Arson's website is meant to be taken seriously, spoiler alert, no. $55 for a compact lens with a maximum aperture of f2 is a very good deal, even if the lens doesn't perform super well. For new photographers looking to experiment with a new lens, it is a very low barrier to entry at under $60. You buy it directly from their website, from the T.T. Arson website, and the link to their website is in this article here on Petapixel. So you can check out the Petapixel article and then go over to the T.T. Arson website from there. I went over there this morning just to double check that this was still going on. It's still there, still discounted 95% to $55, and it's a pretty good looking lens. I don't know if you have a need for this or not. You know, we're talking about day tripping kits and creative photography and all that. I thought this could fit in to some of these kits. It definitely will work on, you know, most of the cameras that we're shooting with. I don't know. It's just fun. It was too fun to pass up. And I just love their marketing hook on this. It's a hoot. All right, let's take care of a little virtual camera club news. First of all, big thanks to our Inner Circle members. These are the folks that support this community and this podcast month in and month out. They also have two areas they get to hang out. One is on our Patreon site, where all of our Inner Circle members sign up, and then there are notifications posted there. And then we also have our Inner Circle group on Derek Story Online, where they get to share pictures, exchange ideas, post questions, you know, all the good stuff that we like to do, but not with all the riffraff, right? It's just cool people who love photography. You know, we don't have any trolls, none of that kind of stuff on our site. It's nice and clean and focused, just like it should be. If you're interested in becoming an Inner Circle member, and boy, I hope you do at some point. We have some new ones lately, and I'm really happy to have them aboard. Welcome, new Inner Circle members. All you have to do is click on the Patreon tile that's on all the pages of Digital Story. Go over there, take a look around, and please join us. And a big thanks to our Inner Circle members. I want to talk about Medium.com because I've been writing there. I have over 70 articles now. And I just did a post on the digitalstory.com last week of my top 5 articles for the summer on Medium.com. These are, you know, based on stats. These are based on the stats off the Medium.com site. These were the most popular articles. You might want to go over there and take a look at that post on the Digital Story, because it'll give you a feel for the sort of things that I write about on Medium.com. Has links to all of them. Has a link that if you want to sign up for Medium, has links to everything there. And it has a picture for each article as well. So if you've wondered at all, or if you just now started wondering what kind of stuff I write about on Medium.com, that article will give you a really nice overview of my summer writing. I've been on there for 2 years now, and I'm just having a blast. Many of our Inner Circle members and our overall community members follow me over on Medium, and I'm really appreciative of that. It's a great site that writes about, I mean, we have writers on there about everything there is. Tons of photography, but music, politics, home gardening, you name it, it's on there. So anyway, I just wanted to let you know that I have that overview article at The Digital Story. Take a look at it and see what I've been up to over at Medium.com. And finally, a big thanks to our friends at Red River Paper. These are the folks that support our inkjet printing community with knowledge, with reviews, with paper, with ink, with supplies. And they're also going to be supporting, helping us through our online printing courses that we're going to be offering coming up in the next workshop season. They are involved with this community, and I love having them. If you want to get your inkjet printing on, click on the Red River Paper tile that's on all the pages of Digital Story. Go over to our landing page and take a look around. And also remember, they have a terrific Facebook page at facebook.com/Red River Paper. And a big thanks to them for supporting this podcast. All right, it's going to do it for me this week. I hope you enjoyed the show. Those of you in the U.S., I hope you had a good Labor Day holiday and are ready to get back to work. I'll get back to work myself. See you next Tuesday with a whole new show. Until then, be creative, travel light. See you next week. Bye-bye now.